On this day of New Year's Eve, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The last time I'm going to greet you that way this year. Would you read together with me the title of today's sermon, The Stronger Hand, based on Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 11. For the Lord has redeemed Jacob and ransomed him from the hand of one stronger than he. Today there is no sermon outline, so I won't enjoin you to open up and follow it. Since I mentioned it in the children's message that was unplanned, certainly many of you remember that commercial for the insurance company, whose catchy and repeated phrase was this, you're in good hands with Allstate. Today's text from the prophet Jeremiah speaks about hands, stronger hands. In the first part of the chapter where these words are found, Jeremiah speaks wonderful words of comfort and hope and joy to a people in Judah who were in deep trouble. He talks about dancing and rejoicing and singing. He says the Lord will save them from a hand that's too strong for them. However, when Jeremiah spoke those words, the hand that was too strong for them was squeezing the life right out of them. The enemy nation Babylon was on the move, and this enemy was far too powerful and strong for little Judah to fight. Their only hope was to repent, turn from their sin and rebellion against God, and ask Him to protect them from this overpowering enemy. But the sin and rebellion that had led the people away from Judah was too strong for them. They couldn't break free from it on their own. Judgment would come. Babylon would come. Jerusalem would be destroyed, their leaders killed, their people hauled away to exile, yet Jeremiah still spoke to them words of comfort and hope and joy. Boy, isn't it great? Isn't it great that we're not in the same predicament as these people? Or are we? Or are we? Could it be that there are stronger hands in our lives that put us in real trouble? Yes, there are stronger hands in our lives at work that are trying to squeeze the life right out of us. Terrorist attacks make us anxious. Some are telling us we must be afraid, very afraid. You add the high cost of living, decreasing medical care, a breakdown of morality and common sense in our society, and it appears that a stronger hand than us is at work in this land, in this world, and how about in our own personal lives? But what was the deep underlying problem for ancient Judah? Tell me, what was the problem? The problem was sin and rebellion. The same is true for us. The stronger hand that creates so much trouble for us is not just out there. But it's in here. In our own hearts, in our own souls. Our own sinfulness, our own rebellion is alive and well, and it causes us the same sadness, grief, and tears it caused for the ancient people of Judah. Now, it's been 3,000 years since Jeremiah spoke these words, but sin and rebellion's strong hands are still a part of our lives. In this last day of 2017, we need Jeremiah's words of comfort, hope, and joy. But do Jeremiah's words come true? Yes. Because after 70 years of exile, the people of Judah did return home. They did get their homeland back, but their rejoicing at that was just a peek, just a glance at the greater comfort, hope, and joy that God would give them. Later in this book that bears his name, in chapter 31, Jeremiah says that God will establish a whole new relationship with Judah, a whole new covenant with them. And this covenant with which he will deal them, would give them, that covenant will deal with their problem of the stronger hand of sin and rebellion. Jeremiah 31:31 says this, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Judah. For I will forgive their iniquity and their sin. I will remember no more." Now, although God did forgive Judah's sin then, he fulfilled this promise in a most amazing way for all people about 700 years later. Comfort, hope, and joy were born in a stable, laid in a manger in a small town called Bethlehem. Just last week at this time, in this place, we celebrated Christmas. Go back once again just one week to that manger scene. See that precious baby in the arms of his mother Mary. Can you picture him reaching up his tiny little infant hands and perhaps wrapping his hand around Mary's little finger? It hardly seems possible at the time, but his infant hand would indeed become the stronger hand that would bring comfort and hope and joy. Now picture Jesus 12 years later. He's in the temple in Jerusalem. Mary and Joseph were making their way home, but Jesus stays behind. They went back to find him. Where did they find him? In the temple. His hands, at 12 years old, were busy doing the work of his father, not the carpentry work of Joseph, but the work his heavenly father sent him to bring a word of comfort, hope, and joy even to the teachers in the temple. Now jump ahead 18 more years. Are you doing the math? Newborn, 12, 18, now Jesus is a man of 30, a full-grown hand. His hands are the hands of a full-grown man, and his ministry begins. His hands cast out the demons. His hands heal the sick. His hands grasp and touch and forgive the sinner. His hands calm the wind and the seas. His hands raise the dead. His hands are stronger than any enemy he faces. But the greatest enemy still needed to be defeated. The greatest enemy is death. When death's hands squeeze, we're helpless. And so it appeared with Jesus. His hands are nailed to the cross as he pays for the sins of the world. His hands grow limp as he dies. His hands are lifeless in the tomb. Is death's hand stronger? No. The cross is where the promise of Jeremiah finally comes true. Jesus takes care on the cross of the sin and the rebellion that are too strong for us to handle. With his hands outstretched in love for us, He brings the forgiveness of sins. Jeremiah's new covenant is given to us at the cross, an empty tomb, as God says to the prophet Jeremiah, "For I will forgive their iniquity and their sin I will remember no more." My friends, we need Jesus' stronger hands on the cross, for there he redeems us from the strong hand of sin and death. And that's not all. Jesus' hands are stronger than death. On Easter morning, Jesus' hands come alive again, and he shows his victorious hands to Thomas and the other disciples. The nail marks are still there, but the death they brought is replaced by life everlasting. And his resurrection and empty tomb declare that God is indeed keeping true the words of the prophet of Jeremiah. He will bring to us true comfort and hope and joy for all people. Yes, Jeremiah's words come true. Listen to Jeremiah one last time. "For the Lord has redeemed us and ransomed us from the hand of one stronger than us." Jesus himself put it this way in today's gospel reading from John chapter 10. "And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and neither shall anyone ever snatch them out of my hands." My friends, on this last day of 2017 and the new year to come, you're in good hands with Jesus. Blessed New Year 2018 as you rest in his hands. In the name of Jesus. Amen.